The bottom point of the shin, yegiyad mokam atefa, should be all the way to the bottom of the bias. Says the Ramo, v'cheina yud shebeshin sof liga alamata b'shulei hashin. The shin is comprised of three yuds on the top that join themselves on the bottom, really like vovs, and they join on the bottom. So he says that also, the shin should be made in a fashion that all the parts are connected. That is what the Machal, the Ramo says. The Mishabru brings that there are some Achreinim that say that the left one, which is the one that has the four heads, they should not have all the Yudim going to the bottom. But Lamaisi says that the Morgan Avraham says there's no difference between the right and left side. Yeah, and he, therefore, we need at least two of those yudim that are connected to the shin to reach the bottom. Yeah. The ma'isa, as we know, the minhag today is to make them in the didactic and fashion that they are touching, becomes like a mamash like a shin. The ma'isa, the mishnah says that on the left side, since you have four heads, if only one out of the four is not touching, it will still be kosher with the other, because you still have a shin. The loy yimshoch hashin harva ela shagam shule hashin yinira ala tefer. You shouldn't put the bottom of the shin too deep down in a fashion that it will go underneath where the visible part of the bias is. It should be exposed so that it's visible. Like it says, v'roi kolam yoros k'shem hashin nikro alecho. And it should be, everyone should see the shem hashin. And the shin is part of the shem hashin. Shapiro says the discussion if part of the bottom did go into the fold of the base of the tefillin, what the halacha is. It's not a common thing, so we will not discuss it.